Yesterday, the RBA increased rates by 25 basis points to 3.1%. And we think they're going to keep doing that. We think there'll be another rate hike in February, and there'll be another rate hike every month until we get to August. And by that time, the Australian cash rate will be 495 basis points. Now, that's where we think it will stop, even though that will be lower than where we think the Fed funds rate is going to be at that time. We think the Fed funds rate is going to be 535 basis points, and the Fed will get there in March next year. The reason we think it's going to stop at that level is because that's what we did last time. We've enjoying a resources boom and a current account surplus in Australia. But we did this before. We did this before with the previous resources boom having its major economic impact in 2011. And back in 2011, the Australian cash rate reached a peak of 4.75%, 475 basis points. And when we get to 495 basis points, I think that's as close as we can measurably get to where we were last time. So that's why I think my best judgment suggests that that's where we're going to stop. Why are we going up to that level? Well, it's because inflation is so high. The RBA told us, or Mr. Philip Lowe, PhD, told us yesterday that we expect inflation to be 8% by the end of this year, but he thinks it'll peak there. It'll start to roll over and fall over the coming year, he believes, and he believes it will fall to 3% by the end of 2024, and that's really important for where I get to at the end of this piece. What's really good about the outlook that they provide is that they think that the Australian economy will definitely not go into recession next year or the year after, but will continue to grow by an average growth rate of 1.5%. That's a little lot smaller than the growth rate I expect of 2%. But our ability to continue to grow in circumstances where other countries don't is really because we have a bipartisan skilled migration program. So we can keep employment growing, and we can keep the economy growing without having to slow it down to and knock over inflation without having to slow it down to that zero level because of that migration program. So as long as we can keep skilled migrants coming into our economy in that circumstance, even though the situation is unemployment is relatively low, we can keep the economy growing, and that's important. The real reason that the RBA and the Fed are tightening, when I model the process that they're going through, is not really inflation; it's that unemployment is so low. With unemployment so low, they expect strong wages growth, and strong wages growth generates upward pressure on services prices, and services prices generates upward pressure on inflation, both in the US and Australia. So in both places, they're putting up rates so they can generate a bit of unemployment, and that would downward pressure on wages and allow inflation to stabilise near their target. One of the good pieces of news in what Mr. Philip Lowe, PhD, said yesterday is that medium-term inflationary expectations remain well anchored, and is important that this remains the case. You bet it is, because it's those medium-term inflationary expectations that generates the view of the bond market. And if the market believes that inflation will peak at the end of the year and then fall next year and the year after, what we'll have and we'll be able to achieve is a sustainable bond rally, I think we're flirting with a bond rally now, but I don't believe it's sustainable. But I think when we get into the situation where rates have got to their peak, both in the US and Australia next year, we'll be able to generate a sustainable bond rally based on the view that inflation is falling. And that ability to maintain those low inflation expectations is very important for that bond rally and very important for the recovery of the US equities market, but as an Australian equities market as we go through next year and the year after.